Hello everyone, this is Colby again. Before I continue, I'd like to deal with a little bit of housekeeping. For those of you who subscribe to my newsletter, if you haven't heard from me in a while, please check your junk folder, spam folder, maybe even the trash. The company that I use to send newsletters has been having problems. And a lot of the emails have been going astray, as in into your spam folders. So hopefully that problem will be resolved soon. But yes, if you haven't heard from me and you subscribe to my newsletter, check those places. Okay, enough of that. Something else I discovered recently. It's to do with cliffhangers. Now, if somebody had asked me if I wrote cliffhangers, for example, at the end of books 1 and 2 in the trilogies I write, I would have said no. Or perhaps baby cliffhangers, mini cliffhangers, pretend cliffhangers, wannabe cliffhangers, but not real cliffhangers. But after reading some comments, I realised that, according to my readers, I do write cliffhangers. Oh my goodness, it's so exciting! Go me! Yay! So that's a complete surprise to me. Now, I understand you might say, well, of course you don't think you write cliffhangers because you know where the story's going. You know how it's going to end. No, not really. For example, book 3 of the Idriador Chronicles that I'm writing now. Before I started, I knew what the first scene was and I knew what the last scene was. They were very easy. You know, as I was jogging, I planned them out in my head, word for word, pretty well. And when I came to write them, that's what I wrote the first scene and I wrote the last. And I had absolutely no idea what I was going to write in between. And that's usually the way I write. Now I'm sort of working my way through book 3 and I can see the end and I've got some ideas. I'm part the way there, but it's a very long, winding, treacherous road. I still haven't worked it all out. But never fear, I will. I will get there. And on to my third point. It's regarding pronunciation. Now, when I sent book 2, The Alpha's Word, to the lovely person who does a quick proofread of my book before I send it out into the world, she mentioned that little rhyme that I wrote. Ooh, no, not me. That's Seb. Seb's the rhyme writer. Bad rhyme writer, but he writes those rhymes. And she said, I don't understand. The word, the girl's name, Mary, M-A-R-Y, that rhymes with the boy's name, Gary, G-A-R-Y. Now, when I'm writing, I try to use American spelling, I try to use American expressions, and sometimes the proofreader will point out that I've used something which Americans don't use. For example, in The Alpha's Word, Max had the baby over his shoulder and he was rubbing her back, right? And I said he was winding the baby. But my proofreader said Americans say burping the baby. Okay, so I changed it to burping. No. You know, winding, burping, as in rubbing their back, trying to get the wind out so that they don't cry from terrible pain. Because when they're little, when they're that little, they can't do it by themselves. Okay, so getting back to, like, if you haven't read The Alpha's Word, you'll be a bit confused about what I'm talking about regarding these names, but it's part of a little rhyme. So I said the names Mary and Gary over and over in my head and trying to imagine how Americans say it, how Americans say them, and I just couldn't do it. So I left it in. I'm sure people from the UK, maybe Australians, New Zealanders, and millions of other people around the world will understand and will hear those differences. To people in North America, or people who speak with a North American accent, it may be confusing. So to me, the girl's name, Mary, that rhymes with scary or hairy. He's got a lot of hair. He's very hairy. Or airy. That room is airy. Oh, that's a really weird sentence, isn't it? Whereas the boy's name, Gary, G-A-R-Y, that rhymes with Harry, as in Harry Potter, or Prince Harry. And so Mary, the girl's name, has an air vowel sound, and Gary, the boy's name, has an ah sound. And then, of course, there's a third word which some people get confused about, which is Merry, M-E-R-R-Y, as in Merry Christmas. That rhymes with ferry. For example, I'm going to take the ferry to the island. So we have, in the book, we have Mary, M-A-R-Y, that rhymes with fairy. We have Gary, the boy's name, which rhymes with Harry. And not in the book, but which often gets confused with Mary, is Merry, M-E-R-R-Y, meaning Merry Christmas. I just wanted to point that out because if you think Mary and Gary are pronounced the same, you may be a little bit confused by that tiny little section in the book. So I just wanted to give my explanation. Okay, bye.